chick is in hens. And that's it. Well, with the some of the places, some of the homesteads used to have what they call split rail fences around the homes, but most of them were not, didn't have any kind of fences.
You mentioned those split rail fences. What did they look like? Do you remember that?
Well, they looked to me just like, almost like the posts you buy now, only they were not rounded or anything of this sort. They were just split in whatever area they wanted to, according to the wood grain, I guess is what it would do. They split it, and then if some of it, maybe one end would be a little bit larger than the other, and so forth. And I have also seen them split the pine logs. At one time, a friend of my granddaddy's built a log cabin with the splitting the rails. And did most of them, you know, they had the round rails back when the Florida was first discovered and they started the first building. But these rails were split. I've never seen that. And they were laid, put together with cement. And it was, this was right interesting.
You mentioned log cabins. Were there still any log cabins left around when you were coming up?
No, there's not any that I remember. Just this one particular one, and that was back when I was really young, but I remember seeing it.
Those rail fences, were they ever laid in, were they in a zigzag kind of fashion?
Most of them were, yes.
Do you ever see any kind of fences that maybe came to a point up at the top of the slats like this thing come to the top?
A little picket, white picket fence. Now they're very prominent and still are in Georgia, I think, in Alabama. They use those quite a bit for decorations and so forth.
You ever heard anybody call that picket fence paling or anything like that?
Picket fence, the only thing I've
Have any fences out of rocks or stones around here?
Yes, they do. And of course, some of them, they're not, any size. You know what I mean? Just more or less for decorations and so forth, landscaping like that. But they do use them. And for like courtyards, enclosed little courtyards, entranceway at home, they use a native rock, which we have here. And it's very pretty. And you will find some of the buildings that have the front made out of the native rock. In fact, my mother and daddy's home is the big house here. I guess you saw it as you came in. Down the drive has the palms. I helped my daddy build that fence, and that porch. And that's built out of the native rock.
You just dig it up from around here?
Over in Sumter County, they have quite a big bit of it. It's the lime rock. And then we had to break some of them to get them the size he wanted. And that's what we used. And they're using some of that for decorations and for trims and so forth in front of buildings.
Would you call that a rock fence or a stone fence? Which would you use?
I would call it a rock fence.
And let's see, I think we talked about hogs and so forth. What would you call a container that... Oh, by the way, did you have running water when you were a little girl?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what about your grandparents? Did they?
He had his pump right on the porch. You didn't have to go outside for water. But he didn't have any running water in the house or anything like that. But he had his well dug and the porch built over it so that the pump was right on that. It had a big pitcher pump, they called it, that they pumped the water with.
What would you call the thing that he carried the water in? Carried it in his...
A bucket.
What about if you were milking cows and carrying milk, would you still call that a bucket?
I call that a pail, milking pail.
Are they made out of different things?
Yes, most of your buckets that your water was in, they were made from enamelware or something of this sort, and the milking pails were always aluminum.
What about a bucket you might feed your hogs, carry your food to the hogs in, a special name?
No, just anything.
Did anybody call it a slop bucket or something?
I might have, yes, I imagine so. Slop pail, I think is what they called it, slop pail.
Slop pail. Mm-hmm. And we talked about any of the kind of cooking things that you're...